Hey friend, welcome back to the Balanced Nurse Podcast for another episode here with me. You know, I love living life with intention and purpose, and really that requires learning how to manage our time better, learning how to prioritize our to-do list, how to do more of the things that align with us, align with our values, our goals, and what feels really good for us. And it's different for everyone. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's something that I'm learning as well. So I am on this journey with you, and I love just sharing everything that I'm learning, what works well for me, and what I'm learning from books and conferences, anything like that. So I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so grateful for you. Really, I am so grateful for you and for supporting me in this. So love you so much. Today's episode is on how to make time for your health and wellness goals as a busy nurse. And maybe you're not a nurse. Maybe you're an RT, a tech, a doctor, CNA, whatever your role is, it doesn't matter, right? We all work crazy schedules with the hospital, and sometimes it can be a struggle to get in that time for our own personal health and wellness goals. It's kind of funny when I've seen those memes of like, oh, I tell my patients not to drink alcohol, to eat better, and then you find me at home drinking a bottle of wine and bag of Cheeto Puffs. So, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like, okay, we preach this, but we gotta walk the talk, okay? We do, guys. And I know it's a struggle, but that's why I'm here. I really want to guide you through this to really take a holistic approach to your life, to your work-life balance. So super excited, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Before we jump into the episode, friend, if you find yourself struggling to balance your work commitments with your personal life, you are not alone. I'm a nurse myself, and I understand the challenges of managing such a busy schedule while also trying to prioritize your self-care and maintain a healthy work-life balance that feels really good for you. And I help you to really reclaim your time, to live with intention, boost your productivity, and cultivate healthy habits that really align with your values and your goals through my weekly newsletter. So the link is in the show notes. I highly encourage you, I invite you to really join me on this journey where every week I share quick tips on time management, how to live a healthier lifestyle through your healthy habits, and I keep you up to date on all the latest podcast episodes. So if you are ready to join me on this journey, go ahead and sign up through the link in the show notes. All right, friends. So we work crazy shifts, right? We work really, really hard, but we've also got goals outside of bedside. We've got a personal life outside of bedside. Like, we are not just nurses. We are a wife. We are a mother. We are a friend. We are a volunteer as well. Whatever that business owner, whatever it is, we wear multiple hats and we have different roles. And I think our identity is so expansive. And it's really important to remember that. No matter what health and wellness goals you have, it really takes intention and planning to put it into your schedule. So it can be really overwhelming. I get it, especially when you work full 12-hour shifts, and it can be exhausting as well. I thought I had to work out after work. Before, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to work out after my long 12, 13 hour shift, and I've realized that no, I do not have to. I do not have to put myself through that torture. Instead, I've learned to really prioritize my workouts on my days off. I am going home, getting in my cozies, pouring myself a glass of wine, and reading my book. Like, do not disturb, DND, and that's it. So I began seeing a lot more health influencers, particularly nurses, like really preach that it's okay to not go to the gym after a hectic 12-hour shift. So that really made me feel good. I felt like understood, like, okay, it is pretty stressful and we're walking around all day back and forth. Like, it's okay to not work out on those days. But the days that I do work, I see those as like recovery days. So we'll get into that in a bit, but I just wanted to share some tips for you on really making time for your health and wellness goals. Now, the first thing is planning, my friend. Plan. I used to not be such a big planner, but I absolutely love it now because I get to have control of my life as much as possible, right? Obviously, things happen in life that are completely out of our control, and that is where I kind of just allow myself to ride the ebb and flow of life and have faith and give myself grace and just continue moving forward as best as I can. But for the most part, I do like to plan out my weeks, plan out my months and my year, right? To really set myself up for success as much as possible. So again, I've mentioned this before in a different episode, but your ABCs of planning is when you look at your week, start with your absolutes. What are the things that you know you have to show up for? And for me, this includes going into my 12-hour shifts, right? My work shifts. I have to go, right? It's already scheduled out. So you plan that out. You put that in your calendar. Any appointments, any class time, anything where you have to absolutely show up and no one else can do it for you. Then the B is balancing it out with C, your core needs. Now, your core needs are things that we tend to put off on the back burner because it's not urgent. There's no deadline. No one's going to get after us if we didn't do it. For example, no one's going to get after us if we didn't set aside time for learning how to save money, learning how to invest, right? No one's going to get after us if we didn't meal prep. No one's going to get after us if we didn't take the time to meditate or to go for a walk. So really putting those things, like what are the things that are core to you, that are your core needs to really help you show up as your best self. Now, this can also include core needs like doing laundry, right? Cleaning the house, because having a clean space, having laundry done, obviously that those are things that need to get done as well, and that's going to really help you have a more peaceful, clean, and organized home. Okay, so that's the ABCs of planning. That's the first part. The second thing, with your workouts, prioritize your workouts on your days off and prioritize sleep when you will be working. Again, I used to think that I had to work out after my 12-hour shift, and it's been really nice to just focus or prioritize my sleep when I'm working, because sleep, guys, is so, so important. It really helps your body recover, and to be able to get restful sleep is going to set you up to just show up as your best self for the next day, for your shift, right? And I just love prioritizing sleep on those days, and then on my days off, that's when I go and work out. Now, if you are in a season of your life right now where you are having to work out, you're having to pick up more shifts, more overtime, you might not have enough days off, but at the same time, do what you can. Do what you can, because again, I see working those 12-hour shifts as like kind of like active recovery, because I am walking a lot. And when you are working a lot, maybe because you're trying to short-term pay off some things or you're saving for a trip, whatever that is, on those days, this is my third tip here, is to really prioritize your protein intake on the days that you work and getting your steps in. So a few things here that work for me. It may not work for you. You can definitely just try it out, but it's something that just works for me. So obviously prioritizing your protein intake. So I like to call this, well, my friend actually, she's the one who, a guest of mine who came on, she talked about the Fab Four, which you can have on your plate as well. But I love making a smoothie with the Fab Four, which include protein, healthy fats, fiber, and greens. So you could do this again with your plate. Like if you are trying to, if you order food or if you grab food at the cafeteria in the hospital, think of the Fab Four. So your protein, healthy fats, fiber, and greens. So protein for your smoothie, of course, the protein powder. I love using Truvani, which is a plant-based protein powder. It is so yummy in my smoothies and it has really just great clean ingredients. But you can use any protein that you like. The second is healthy fats, right? So this is like chia seeds, hemp seeds I use in my smoothies. I've seen those avocado smoothies, but I've never tried it. But I might be interested in trying it. It looks yummy, but I just don't know how I feel about avocado in my smoothies, but we'll see. But you can also use coconut milk or nut butter to have to fulfill like that healthy fats part of the Fab Four. The third part to that is fiber. So I try to use fruits such as apples and berries, and I believe chia seeds also have fiber, so that kind of includes like as a healthy fat and good fiber. The last part to that is greens. So kale or spinach in your smoothies can really help kind of just have that overall great healthy protein, fats, fiber, and greens again. So starting off with that, another tip here that works for me again, you could try this, but on the days that I work, usually I'm pretty busy in the morning, not all the time, but it can get busy where I probably don't have lunch until about 1 or 2. And I kind of find that as like my fasting time. Now on my days off, I'm actually not fasting anymore. I've been trying to see how I feel with eating a light breakfast made up of protein and veggies. But on my days that I work, I don't mind if like I end up fasting. So give that a try if you'd like and just drink lots of water. But you can also have your smoothie as like your breakfast. So perfect option as well. So if you want to fast or have your smoothie. Okay, my next tip here is to just beat decision fatigue. It is so real. The more things you can automate in your life, the more things that you can kind of just get either pre-ordered or done for you is going to save you so much time and energy. It's really going to just buy back so much of your time. So for example, meal prepping, if you just set the time, make it like an appointment, right, for yourself where you are going to meal prep during that time and you're not doing anything else. Again, just see it as like an appointment with yourself. And it just saves you so much time during the week. I absolutely love it when I meal prep because I just grab and go in the morning. I just grab my containers and just put it in my lunchbox and I am ready to go. Versus if I'm trying to cook at night, every other night, it's just a lot of work. And I'm like, it just makes me more stressed and anxious and I don't like it. I like myself better when I'm meal prepping. Another thing is workout apps. Now, I was going to CrossFit and it was great because I was able to just show up, get the workout done, and then go. I'm done. I don't have to think about what I need to work out, what I need to do, how long I need to do it, what the weight should be, nothing. I don't have to think about it. The coaches are there, they help me, they've already got the workout ready for me to do. Now, I'm not doing CrossFit anymore. I kind of switched it up to Pilates and just going to a regular gym here, a local gym. And I, at the beginning, I was just like, oh my gosh, I hate this so much because now I feel like I have to think about what I'm going to work out, what part of my body I'm working out. And it's just annoying. It actually is mentally exhausting. And I have other things that I need like my mental energy for. So what I did is I purchased this workout app that I really love, and it has me on this like 12-week program, I believe, 10 or 12, I can't remember, but it gives me the workouts I need to do for the week. and that's perfect for me, I'm like, great, love it. Let's do it. Let's go. So highly recommend if you are going to the gym and you are like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I just can't figure it out. Save yourself the time and just pull the trigger on buying that workout app that is going to save you so much time and energy, because your like mental energy is real, guys. Like having to make so many decisions and figure things out, it's exhausting. So if you can just pay that, I mean, I think this one was, mine was a little pricey. I think it was like $100 for a year, but it saves me so much time and energy, and that to me is worth it. Okay, the fifth tip here is blocking your days off, like time blocking. I love time blocking, and it's basically like you're blocking off a time. It's like you're making an appointment for yourself. You block it off and you say, this is when I'm meal prepping, or this is when I go to the gym, or this is when I am looking up workouts if you don't want to purchase a workout app, or this is when I'm looking at meal prepping or meal plans. Time, block that time off for yourself and stick to it like if it was an appointment. I hope these tips really help you in finding more time to really achieve your own personal health and wellness goals. And again, that is planning out your week using the ABCs method, prioritizing your workouts on your days off, and prioritizing your sleep when you're working those long hours, prioritizing your protein intake on the days you work, right? Because we're not really working out, but we can still prioritize healthy habits like protein intake, and using the Fab4 when you're making your plate in the cafeteria or making your smoothie for your breakfast, or you can fast as well. Obviously, there's so many different options out there. It's whatever works for you. And beating decision fatigue, which is automating things or having things like already ready for you, prepped and ready to go. Maybe that's a meal delivery service. Maybe that's by purchasing a meal planning guide. Maybe that's buying a workout app, purchasing the membership, whatever that is. Figure out what are the things that I can make that small investment, but that's really going to be an investment in myself. And that's going to save me so much time and energy and get me closer to where I want to go with my goals. And the last one is blocking off that time to actually do the thing, to actually go work out, to actually meal prep or plan out your week. Block it off, make it an appointment with yourself and stick with it. Make it a non-negotiable, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if this really brought you so much value, share it with another friend. It would mean the world to me. Until next time, friend. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.